It's the International Builder Show, Kitchen Bath Industry Show. It brings out the builders. It brings out all sorts of folks who have an interest in learning about the latest and greatest in building products and technology from all over the world. It also brings out the celebrities. And we have a celebrity at our broadcast location.
Oh, I'm so excited. I need to get an autograph.
Put your Orlando Disney World autograph book and Pluto pen away.
Oh.
For a moment. This gentleman, you know, has dignity. Plus, he's really talented, too.
Yes, he's a master carpenter.
He is. And as a matter of fact, I was watching his show just this last weekend on PBS. That's a dead giveaway. This program was well before there was a network dedicated to home improvement. This really was the show of shows as regards to building and home renovation. And in for my money, it still is. There is not a show that's come or gone that can hold a candle to the credibility and information that one can get from the program. And of course, that program is this old house. And the guest is the master carpenter. He is Tom Silva. Tom, welcome to the program.
Thank you. It's nice to
have you
here,
Tom.
Good to see you guys.
Now, I just want to know, how often do you get an introduction from a fellow tradesperson like that?
I was very impressed.
Yeah.
I'm humbled.
Did you bring your checkbook?
I didn't get my checkbook.
Right.
I gave you cash.
Thank
you.
You're a good guy. Hey, Tom, I was watching the coved exterior trim that you were creating for a project that you're doing. I think it was in Connecticut. I watch it on our local PBS station,
yep.
KQED, in San Francisco.
San Francisco.
Just a beautiful, beautiful project. I just love the way. And you know what you're doing? You're mentoring now.
Absolutely.
You're mentoring
we have
to the youngsters.
Mentor. I mean, you know, people aren't coming into the trades. They haven't been coming into the trades for years because so many people have always told their children, you know, you don't want to be in the trades. You've got to go and get a college education. You can't make a living doing that. You've got to be educated. And I agreed. A lot of people need to go to college and get an education. But some kids today aren't cut out for college.
Right.
They're smart. They're handy. They understand. A lot of these young kids today don't know that they have a talent because they've taken all of that out of the schools.
Yeah.
And it's a shame. They've got to put art back in the school. They've got to put education of working with your hands back.
Wood shop, metal shop, drafting class.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
You've been doing this old house for 30 years.
Over 30 years.
You started when you were 9, I think.
Six.
Yeah, six. Yeah. Okay.
36.
And and it's just really a marvelous program.
We're the longest running how-to show in the world. We've lasted this long for a reason. There's no pretending.
There is no pretending.
We've all grown up in the business, second and third generation contractors from our dads, who taught us to do it right the first time or don't do it at all.
Yeah.
And today I always tell my guys, whenever you're doing something, I would rather you take your time and do it right because I don't want to have to pay you to fix it later.
That's right.
And if you really screw it up, I'm not going to pay you to fix it up.
You know, we have the exact same philosophy. We have a remodeling company that we've had for 42 years.
Have Hammer Will Travel.
And there is no better philosophy. And making sure that you train the people that are coming in
to do it right.
Old school.
Yeah, do it right. I mean, in the long run, you're going to save money if you do it right. It's cheaper to do it right.
You know, we have less than a minute, Tom, but I want to say this. I think you said it's the longest running how-to program. I think the thing that I object to most with so many of these programs
how-to.
That have come and gone is that they're unrealistic with regard to budgets.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we're going to take the kitchen. We're going to demo it out. We're going to put a new kitchen in. We're going to expand the master bedroom.
We're going to do it in 2 days for $10,000.
That's completely unrealistic.
I'll tell you something. The producer, the creator of the show, a gentleman by the name of Russ Morris,
who founded this
business in general, as you said earlier.
Mm-hmm.
But Julia Childs, the French chef, the New Yankee Workshop, the list could go on.
Yes.
But he grew up, his dad was a carpenter, and Russ loves work with his hands. I was with Russ the other day. Loves working with his hands, and he always respected the tradesperson.
And authenticity.
Absolutely.
He is Tom Silva. The program is This Old House. You'll know where to find it on PBS in your neck of the woods. Tom, thanks for joining us from IBS.
My pleasure. It's always good
You're
to see you
You're better looking in real life.
Well, that's makeup.
A Cali bamboo floor is a pet lover's floor. Sturdy enough for your heftier four-legged friends, our fossilized bamboo flooring has Jenga scores of up to 5,000 plus pounds, making it four times harder than oak. A 10-coat scratch-resistant finish guards against claw marks, never needs refinishing, and is designed for easy upkeep, so you can enjoy your pup with less cleanup. Order free samples at calibamboo.com.
Good lighting adds beauty and safety. Kichler can transform your home and workspace with light fixtures that perform efficiently, install intuitively, and deliver an overall effect that combines style with purpose. With more than 3,000 on-trend products, including lighting, landscape, and ceiling fans, Kichler is the brand homeowners and professionals know and trust since 1938. Find Kichler products at Lowe's, independent showrooms, electrical and landscape distributors, and online. For more information, visit Kichler.com.